Arts Live and Local is coming up right now. And before I get into my first guest and their exciting music, I just wanted to give a great big thanks to y'all.
Thank you for giving us the morning. Thank you for giving us the day. Thank you for bringing on the storming. Thank you for giving. With the storm comes the sun, and with the sun comes the rain, and with the rain comes the tools for the world that we create. Thank you for giving us the ocean. Thank you for giving us the waves. Thank you for bringing me devotion. Thank you for giving me a chance to change my fate. 'Cause with the storm comes the sun.
We give thanks to each other for sharing our music. Thanks, Albert. And my first guests are here and ready to go, but I want to play a little of the music that they are bringing to our community. Craigmore is coming on December 14th. Have a listen, and then do stay tuned. And thanks for being here at Coast Community Radio.
We gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and arm and row off for Mari's wedding. Oh, the hill is up and down, myrtle green and black and brown, past Sheila and through the town, all for the sake of Mari. Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding.
Plenty heaven, plenty meal, plenty feet to fill her creel, plenty bonny bands and swill, that's our toast for Mari.
Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding.
Cheeks as bright as rowans are, brighter now than any star, brightest of them all by far is our darling Mari.
Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding.
We gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding. Oh, the hill wears up and down, myrtle green and black and brown, past Sheila and through the town, all for the sake of Mari.
Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding. Step we gaily on we go, hail for hail and toe for toe, arm and row off for Mari's wedding.
you're dancing in your seats or actually dancing all over the kitchen or wherever you are, because that's definitely dancing music. And here to tell you who this group is and when they're coming and, well, why they're coming is obvious, because it's going to be a blast. I have Elsa and Dee Woolley here from the Clatskanie Arts Council, and that is an amazing group that brings wonderful performers and quite diverse performers to, yes, the little town of Clatskanie, which is right according to the signs, 36 miles from Astoria on Highway 30. So welcome, Elsa and Dee.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So this is happening on December 14th at the Donovan Woolley. No small coincidence with the names. Center, is it called the auditorium or
the Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. So the Donovan Woolley Pack. And that is at the high school in Clatskanie. So how do you pronounce them, first of all?
It's Crackmore.
Crackmore. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been saying Crackmore, but Crackmore. Tell us who they are and how you got them here and what we're going to be seeing and hearing. Well, we just heard what we're going to be hearing. And as a matter of fact, when Elsa handed me this album, I just got a big grin on my face because the photograph on the front, oh, and the one on the back, remind me very much of my recent trip to Ireland. But these guys are not Irish.
They're actually American, but they have been performing for many years with the Irish and Scottish music, and we are feeling very fortunate. We've waited a couple of years for them to come through our area, so we're pleased, and it's going to be a delightful evening. We figure by December 14th, everyone is going to be very frazzled over the Christmas holidays, so this will be an opportunity to come and just enjoy. They will do a wonderful combining of traditional Scottish and Irish music with the traditions of Christmas and the Yuletide season. So it should be a lovely evening for, you know, all ages.
So where are they centered? Or are they all over the place?
They're from California.
They are.
California,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. And some of them have names that tell us right away. McAdams and
yes, they're heritage.
Yeah, they're definitely heritage. So where did you first hear about them then? Have you ever seen them? Or?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes,
you have.
We've seen them.
Okay.
Every year, Elsa and I or somebody from the commission goes to Arts Northwest, and they have these 12-minute chants to show their wares on stage, and we were very impressed with them at that time. And so, consequently, we go then to a block booking thing or try and get on their list and when they're coming through and try and plead our case that we're a very small town and very poor town, and we can afford them.
and that's part of the challenge. And what impresses me so much that you bring in these fantastic acts, because you can't afford to pay the Portland prices or the Seattle prices. There's no way, neither can Astoria for that matter, but certainly Clatskanie.
Right.
So wonderful that you're persistent enough to bring them in.
We're also going to have a special feature in the morning. Crackmore is arriving earlier in the day, and at 11 o'clock, they're going to put on a free workshop at the high school for anyone that would like to come. And they're going to be talking about how music throughout the world influences all cultures. And it'll be very interesting. It'll be just an hour long. It's free. But I think anyone that's interested in music in a historical point of view or a global way will be very interested in attending, and we'd love to have them come.
That sounds fabulous to me. And, of course, that's my area of interest. And we do a lot of international world music here on the radio. And, yeah, it's so clear to those of us in this world how things move back and forth. As a matter of fact, I don't know whether you get a chance, because I know Clatskanie's reception isn't always as great. Been driven through and lost KMUN, but Thistle and Shamrock, which is on every Friday at 1 o'clock.
We were listening to it on the way down here.
Right. And she does a wonderful thing of showing exactly that, where this music comes from and how it overlaps and influences each other. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. So this is December 14th. Now, is this the beginning of your season, the end of your season? Do you have a season this year? What's going on?
You know, actually, we're celebrating our 25th season.
Oh,
so
man.
It's a big year.
We're
kind of in the middle, and we had a family group in Everything Fits.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just had the Oregon Symphonic Band.
Right.
And then we'll have Missoula Children's Theater, who will come in for a week and do workshops with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're finishing the season with a classical pianist, Kirill, in March. So we have I think we have a nice season. It's a little bit for everybody.
And quite the diverse. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in finding out more about the Arts Council, about Crackmore, about getting tickets, what do they do? Do you have a website?
We do have a website. Mm-hmm. It's klatskanaiarts.org. Or if they're interested in tickets, it's probably the best to call us.
Okay, and the number is?
503-728-3403.
Okay, and is there any dancing coming with this act, or do you have aisles big enough if someone is so terribly inspired they have to jump up?
There's a lot of room in the front.
There is.
So they can dance.
Okay.
We're not having dancers this time because of the Christmas theme of it.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's true.
We never feel badly if people feel like dancing in the front.
No.
That's great. So you two have been involved with this. Now, obviously, I gave it away at the beginning, the Donovan Woolley Performing Arts Center. That's D for short. That's Mr. Woolley. And Elsa, what's your interest? Is it?
You know, I think I married the band teacher. That was my interest. You know, I'm not musical, but I'm a great audience member, and I enjoy it so much that I think we just made it our life's work.
Well, we so much appreciate it. I know the people of Klatskanai tremendously appreciate it. Do you have any folks that you're kind of bringing along so that when you're ready to retire, somebody else might? Because it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of
work.
And we do have other members on our board, but we're all of the age that we certainly are looking for the next generation. So we hope we're right in the middle of renovating a new space in Klatskanai. It's it's a wonderful project, and so we're hoping with the new venue that we'll have new blood.
So you'll have an office for the...
We'll actually have an office,
we will.
Yes.
Okay.
The theater will be smaller. It'd be 175 seats. And much more intimate, but then we'll also have a ballroom above that, and it's going to be a great kind of a cultural center.
You mean you're moving
town.
Out of the high school?
Well, for certain things.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oregon
right.
Symphonic Band, some of those big groups like that,
right.
Obviously we can't do there.
Yeah.
But,
oh, boy. So you're talking about a real space.
Yeah.
Big space.
A real space.
Yeah.
Now, what about the visual arts? Do you integrate that at all with the performing arts?
Every concert, we have a different visual artist come in, and they display their things in the foyer, and we encourage that, and we give them a little write-up in the local paper.
Nice.
But it's totally amazing to me how many great artists there are in our small little area.
Yeah. Are there any galleries in Klatskanai at this point?
At this point, no.
No.
Okay.
And we hope that there will be. There will be a retail space in our new venue.
Mm-hmm.
And,
maybe a cooperative gallery, like what we have here in Astoria with Tempo.
Love that.
I bet that would be great, because you do. I mean, I find out about them just, you're from Klatskanai. Okay, you're pretty close by.
I did want to mention, too, that Elsa and I received the Coyote Award this year from the Arts Northwest for our service to the arts in the Northwest.
Tell us what that is. I'll congratulate you first, but now tell us what it is.
The Arts Northwest is an organization of art presenters and performers from five different states.
Oh.
Every year they present an award for people that they feel have really made a difference in their community as far as arts go. And we were so surprised, I have to say, that, you know, we always think of the big people get these. Mm-hmm. And so it was very nice on behalf of all the small community people that we were received that award.
Absolutely. Very nice. And very deserving, as we know. but somebody must have bent the ear and said, hey, take a look at these guys. Good, yeah. Good, excellent. Well, mazel tov. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, so put this on your calendar. Yes, there's lots going on, so you may have a few things on your calendar, and you'll have to make decisions, but this is right here in Klatskanai, and the website again is klatskanaiarts.org, and the phone number 503-728-3403, and I think you can go to Crackmore's website to find out more about mm-hmm. them and be very impressed. Be ready to be impressed. I was.
Yes, so. Yes.
And that is going to be December 14th. Ooh, I didn't write down the time.
Oh, 7:30.
7:30 with mm-hmm. and in the morning, 11 a.m., a workshop at the high school. And that sounds quite interesting. Global music and how it all works together. And that's a nice way to get up close and personal with the musicians and
very much.
Get
Absolutely.
To meet them and learn something about how they made happen what they did. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Elsa and Dee Woolley from the Klatskanai Arts Council. And folks, if you think that your town is too small or you're all by yourself, think again and give these guys a call and ask them, how did you do it? Because I want to do it too. Because you'll find people just come out of the woodwork. They may not all want to take responsibility, but they'll give support. So thanks again.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
And do stay tuned about that concert. We might even have some gifts for folks coming up in the future. Not today, though. And this is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. And today is the 29th of November. December 1st is World AIDS Day, International World AIDS Awareness Day. And I wanted to play a tune for that.
They unfolded your lives one by one. They laid out your patchwork under the sun. And people gathered from miles around to witness your quilt spread on the ground. And then they called out your name. Oh yes, they called out your name. Oh, and you live forever. You know that I'll be loving you just like a patchwork quilt. Oh, and you.
had meaning in your lives had joy. You touched so many people, many more than you will know. And you wrap yourselves around me as I walk down these roads. You are letting me feel your beautiful souls. I feel the warmth of your love.
Well, you're listening to Sweet Honey in the Rock with Patchwork Quilt. Many years ago, we were blessed with the patchwork quilt, the AIDS quilt that was brought to the convention center in Seaside, and it was a magnificent piece of work, and some of local people made pieces for the quilt as well, added to it, which was a real honor for a lot of us, and I don't know that much is going on here. The health department used to do some things, including not just hard statistics, although that too, of what goes on in our area. A lot of people think, well, that's taken care of now, isn't it? No, it isn't. It's still ongoing. So think about it, December 1st, and you can Google and see if there is something going on here and or what you might do to raise awareness. Well, speaking of awareness, today is the day after Thanksgiving. I have more to say about that later. For me, this is Buy Nothing Day, except local art, supporting your local art, of course. But for a lot of people, it's something else. Well, right now, one of the things that's happening, and it's starting tonight, is the Santa Lucia Festival at the Astoria High School at 7 o'clock. But also for a lot of groups, it's the beginning of the Christmas season. Yes, it is a month early, but that's how it works. And we are going to be having music, fabulous music, going all month. So I have right here John Huseman from the Cannon Beach Chorus, who is going to tell us about several concerts they've got coming up, the first of which is Friday, December 6th, which is a week from tonight, at the Seaside Convention Center. And it's part of the Providence Hospital Festival of Trees gala affair. So welcome, John.
Well, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here, of course.
Okay, and this is your second time here. I think I set you up with somebody else last time.
You did? You did indeed. It's nice to finally have the chance to meet you.
Yeah, I was off in Ireland having a... It was tough, but
That sounds difficult, but you managed to put up with it?
I did.
Yeah, so, this is our third year with the Festival of Trees.
Uh-huh. Okay, nice.
And it used to be just a one-day affair. They had it on Saturdays, and 3 years ago they included the Cannon Beach Chorus to put on a concert on Friday nights, and it has grown with each of the years, and we're really thrilled to be part of it. The Providence Foundation is something that's really important, and mm-hmm. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it, but they make sure that a lot of the indigent have both medical and dental care, and without them, that really wouldn't be happening.
Excellent, yeah.
So they're really doing a lot of good in our community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a way that everybody can participate a little bit and give back a little bit just by coming to the concert and enjoying the music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's the purpose of the whole
thing. You know,
thing.
I don't think anybody could complain about enjoying music and at the same time contributing to a local organization. And that's one of the beauties around here. Many of these concerts and performances are benefits for various organizations. We'll hear from some more later. So what are you going to be doing on December 6th? What kind of music are
well,
you
we have a variety of things that we've done in the past. I mm-hmm. even brought my book along so I can run through some of it.
Oh, well, tell me what you're going to do this next week rather than the past.
Okay, so, well, yeah. What we're doing next week, though, yeah. is a variety of things from the past. For example, we have selections from The Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
some of the
How original. Oh, wait, yeah. Sorry. I couldn't resist.
Yes, of course. Well, that's gorgeous. One of those things that you...
it's gorgeous music.
It is gorgeous
no
music.
No doubt about it. Messiah and the Nutcracker are absolute musts in December.
Selections from Vivaldi's Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
To things like, more commonly, the Christmas song is one of the things that's included in the repertoire in the bleak midwinter. Some things you haven't heard of, but you'll find very beautiful.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So in the bleak midwinter, does that refer to Christmas, or is it because it's in the middle of winter?
Well, it does refer to Christmas,
it
of
does.
Course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, some of the tunes, and I really enjoy this, people mix on their CDs, for example. So you'll have stuff talking about it being the dark time of the
right.
year, and the winds
Absolutely.
Blowing and the snow. I just got a photograph from, where was it? It was, it was from Duluth, Minnesota, and the snow was up to there, and I wrote back and said, oy.
my part of the world, I grew up in Wisconsin,
okay.
so I know that very, very well, and that's a good reason to live here.
Exactly, exactly.
You don't have to shovel rain.
So tell us, who is the Cannon Beach Choral?
Well, the Cannon Beach Chorus, right now we are celebrating our 25th year
mm-hmm.
in existence. And what it is, it started out, I guess, just a group of people in Cannon Beach, and it has grown from there. We now have almost 60 members.
Nice.
We have quite a few members coming down from Astoria every week to mm-hmm. practice with us,
mm-hmm.
as well as members from towns down to the south of us. So it's really a whole
north
coast.
When do you rehearse?
We rehearse Monday evenings at the community church
in
Cannon Beach.
Okay.
6:30 every Monday. So if you want to get in next year,
mm-hmm.
we'll be starting rehearsals on January 6th,
okay.
I believe.
Oh, all King's Day. How nice. Yes. and several people's birthday, Lena.
For our spring concert series.
Okay.
But it's a really great, it's a wonderful group to be part of. We have excellent directors.
And your director is Dr. John Bueller, is that right?
Dr. Bueller, yes.
Bueller.
John Bueller, yes.
I love you guys with German names that are pronounced in strange ways. I mean, considering the spelling, you know.
Do that just to confuse people.
Exactly. And Susan Bueller is a pianist.
Yes, she
I've
is.
Been hearing her lately. She's played
a
with
wonderful
Broadway
pianist.
Folks. Yes, she is.
I saw that very same concert.
Yes, there we were at the PAC together.
Absolutely. Right?
Okay, now that is on the 6th, which is a week from tonight, 7 p.m.
That's
at
correct.
The Seaside Convention
at
Center.
At the Seaside Convention Center.
Okay. But you also have a couple of concerts coming up the following week.
We do. The 13th.
On the 13th, which
we will
is
be
Friday.
Here in town at Peace mm-hmm. Lutheran Church.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
and that's
are,
on 12th Street.
It is, and we're looking forward to that one. As a matter of fact, the pastor from Peace Lutheran is a member of our group.
Well, no wonder you're going to be there. You've got an in, don't you? How nice. Okay, so that's, and then the very next night you'll be in Cannon Beach.
We will, at the community church.
Community church.
All concerts start at 7 o'clock.
Okay, so are you doing something different on the 13th and 14th from what you're doing on the 6th?
It's the same concert on all three
all
nights.
All three. Okay,
right.
Okay, well that's good. So if you love what you hear, you can bring folks or send folks the next time. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
And we want to, go to different places in the county to give different folks a chance
sure.
to hear us.
Oh, sure. So when you play, is Susan Bueller the accompanist?
She is. She
okay.
is, absolutely.
So you have a piano accompanist. And...
Wonderful accompanist.
Okay.
Absolutely. Susan also teaches voice. I've taken voice lessons from her.
Okay.
And it is Dr. Susan, by the way.
Another. We've got a couple of doctors in the family.
We do, yes.
I'm telling you. We have another doctor coming up in my next segment. We pack them in. In the music world, that's the beauty of it. I love it.
We're so tickled to have both of the Bealers with us. They've just added so much, and
mm-hmm.
they're drawing a lot of people to the course. There's also one other thing we're going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
and that's on the 7th at 4 o'clock at Haystack Square in Cannon Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing some Christmas carols. They have the, I guess it's a lamp lighting that they do every year.
Oh, yes. That's just delightful.
Yes, it is.
So your group is going to be caroling there.
We'll be caroling
outside.
There.
Outside.
Yes, ma'am.
All bundled up.
Well, it never gets that bad
degrees,
here.
Yeah. But we'll...
With any luck.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, so this is the Cannon Beach Chorus, And is there a contact, either a website or a phone number if people
there
want
to? There is. Very easy website. It's CannonBeachChorus.org.
Okay, .org. How long have you been singing with the...
I first joined the Cannon Beach Chorus, gosh, about 14 years ago, and I left them for a while. Then the Beelers came here, and I rejoined them.
Okay, and why?
Well,
not the Beelers, but why do you want to be part of a chorus?
It's an outlet for a lot of people. For me, it's a way of feeling good. When you make music, it feels good. Dr. John Beeler likes to say... We don't make music because we're happy. We're happy because we make music.
Right. And he's right. So it feels good and...
It feels good. It's an emotional outlet. Mm-hmm. We asked a lot of people in the group, you know, why are you here? And one person wrote down, it helps me maintain my sanity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
well,
it's an outlet for all of us.
Right. And I guess
and we create a beautiful sound.
Good group of people, too.
It's a wonderful group of people.
Great.
Very diverse.
Great.
And we welcome new people
anytime. What does that mean, very diverse on the
It means we have members as young as 19 and as old as 85.
Okay.
That's male, it for female, yes.
That's it for diversity on the Oregon coast. But
there
we're
is diversity. Well, yes.
We're working on it. Okay, folks. A week from tonight at the Seaside Convention Center, 7 p.m., and then in Astoria at the Peace Lutheran Church on the 13th, and Cannon Beach at the Community Church on the 14th. Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in, John Huseman.
Carol, thank you so much for having me. It's a joy being here.
I'm writing it all down in phonetics, because between the Huseman and the Beeler... Nobody
you got it absolutely right. So.
Nobody would have a clue how to spell your names. Great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay. And happy holidays.
You too.
All right. Well, I do have another choral group coming in, and they're actually happening this weekend, and it's for everybody, so I'm going to let you tune into them. But first... Before we slip away, since I like to be in the present, and we're talking about a holiday that's coming up in the future, right now, today is actually the second full day of Hanukkah. Yesterday, as many of you know, especially if you listen to my shows, yesterday was, I know, it sounds weird, Thanksgivukah. It was the first time in any living person's life for Thanksgiving and Hanukkah to come together. And the next time that will happen will be in 79,000 years, but who's counting? Well, I want to thank Margaret for bringing me some great Thanksgivukah music, and I may get to play that later, but right now I just wanted to play you a little rap for those of you who may not really know what Hanukkah is about. KMUN, KTCB. Thanks for being here.
Zos Hanukkah, whole mikdash spot got blown like harmonicas. Illumination, scintillation, a nation awakened against assimilation. Learn the Torah from the spinning tops. 8 nights, keep it hot, represent for what we got. The battle on the mountaintop, Gimel Shin, Hey Noon, inauguration in salute. Big cup, hey, kiss, slave, Haim Khanu. Ancient Indians got shown who was Bilby with. Ad hoc kingdom brings in freedom. Illicit wisdom infiltrated, not just a Pach Shemin. Down with Antiochus, up with all the priestly zealots. Rebuild the temple, not trying to be heroes. Not gonna lose tradition of dudes from Peloponnesos. The Hellenistic, squashed by the realistic. They was checking aesthetics while we checked the metaphysics. My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah.
Keep the fire alive.
My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah.
Keep the fire alive.
My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah.
Keep the fire alive.
My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah.
It ain't just a candle, this is why I'm we like.
The year was 3622. Who God is like you? Bring the whole army to this small crew of Hebrews. Yochanan, Kohen Gadol retained control. High priest enlisted to save the national soul. After 84 years of oppressive injustice, you'd think that Yehuda and Shimon wouldn't crush this. Guerrilla warfare for 36 months. 40,000 soldiers couldn't take out one. Oppressed minority took back the authority. Revolution, the solution against the majority. That legislation came to make a pagan conformity. So we had to reject the influence categorically. Criminalized our religion, outlawed circumcision. How you gonna make a child of God become what he isn't? Stand against the division, righteous acts of sedition. Take strategic positions and defend the tradition. The tradition. Lights burn, miraculous. Dreidels turn. After this, we gonna play. Get hay, taking half of this. Get a chocolate to the kids. Yeah, to yeah, to shame the yid. Left to right, we lighten it. That's how we publicizing it. Menorah on the left and the scroll on the right. The beautiful collusion of the festival of lights. Extend the invitation to the ever changing holy nation. To the celebration of the Hanukkah inauguration. My Hanukkah, Zos Hanukkah.
Okay, folks, now we're talking diversity in lots of things, including
music. When is a strike?
Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, excuse me. including musical styles, because that is from an album by Aaron Baron Cohen, Songs in the Key of Hanukkah, My Hanukkah, Keep the Fire Alive. And yeah, so if you need more information, you can get that, because Hanukkah is an 8-day holiday, so there's plenty of information out there for the next week or so, or something like that. But right now, we are going to make a swing back to the aforementioned Handel's Messiah. And in order to do that, I have two guests. I have Dr. Denise Reed from the North Coast Chorale, and I have Reverend Frank Lloyd from the Astoria Christian Church. And they are here because, as I mentioned, they are putting on a sing-along, play-along. I love this idea that you added the playing along as well as the singing along. That's great.
Right.
So the North Coast Chorale is going to sort of keep it together.
Yeah, and the
but everybody's welcome, right?
Everybody's welcome, right? And instrumentalists also. And the play along isn't a new idea that we came up with.
Oh,
there are loads of. I was online today looking at all of the Messiah sing alongs, play alongs that are happening all over the country.
Oh, how cool!
And all over other countries. My eye doctor's daughter, who is in South Korea, is participating in a Messiah sing along.
Oh my goodness!
Isn't that something?
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to know to sing along, Denise? who do you have to be, or what do you have to be?
You don't have to have any kind of musical training or anything. If you wanted to go online and just take a look and hear, there are loads of examples online of the Messiah and music too. So you could go there, but you don't have to be. And actually, you can just come and listen if you'd like.
I think a lot of people do that because it is so gorgeous.
It is.
And to hear it and to be sitting right next to people who are singing and playing.
Yes.
And you sort of become part of it whether or not you're actually
right, you are.
Doing
you
the work.
You become a participant also in the listening.
So, but you, there will be books, so people who know how to read music or who are familiar with some of it can just sing along.
You know, a lot of people have sung it in high school, in college.
And you won't be mic'd, so you don't have to worry about it.
It will help if you bring your own score if you happen to have it.
Oh, that's a good point. If you have a score of Messiah, it's good to bring. And that that was the voice of the Frank Lloyd from the church. It's not going to be there, but you are helping to keep this together. It's going to be at the Performing Arts Center.
Yes, it has been our privilege to partner with the North Coast Chorale and Thrivent Financial for the last, well, this year is the sixth year that we have done this.
Wow, really?
The first four were held in our building last year at the Performing Arts Center, and again this year at the Performing Arts Center.
Got too big for the church, eh?
Well, when we decided to have the play along, our platform wasn't big enough for all the instrumentalists as well.
Right.
We had to find another venue.
Okay. Well, that works quite well. Mm-hmm. So why did you start doing this? Now, it was being done already, is that right?
Yes, for a couple of years before we were approached by the chorale. They had done it as a service kind of project in a couple of other churches. When they approached us, said, we don't want to benefit the church particularly by this. What we want to do is support something in the community. And so we have worked with them to support the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank, which is established in the basement of the Presbyterian Church here in town. And so the money raised goes to help that. And in fact, this event has become their largest single contribution during the year.
Wonderful. So it doesn't go to the Clatsop County Food Bank. It goes specifically to the local food bank.
The food bank network grew up hodgepodge. Mm-hmm. And these local food banks were in existence long before the regional one came into existence. The regional one is deeply needed and became a cooperative situation. Giving to them is one way of doing this. But the local food banks sometimes have to pay some fees to the regional food bank because the regional food bank undergoes costs. If a bunch of meat, say, is given to them, they have to divide that up. Mm-hmm. And there's wrapping costs. Mm-hmm. And while the local food banks are not charged for the food, sometimes for those handling things, fees. So they've got to have money too. And we've just simply chosen that, because there's a lot that goes towards the regional one, to work on this local one.
All right. Well, and again, it's a way for everybody to enjoy themselves. And listen to beautiful music and at the same time feel good about benefiting the local community.
Yes.
So, Sing Along and Play Along, it is 4 p.m. and it is this Sunday. And Performing Arts Center is on 16th and Franklin. So come before 4 o'clock so you can find your place and get ready. I'm just wondering, is the chorale going to be on stage or are they going to be sitting among the people? Why?
Well, no, some of them will be sitting among the people. Mm-hmm. But last year, our first year we did it at the PAC, we had the tenors and basses sit on stage. There's usually fewer of those. And that way they are actually singing to the sopranos and altos who are there.
Oh, sweet.
And that's what it's supposed to be. We're singing to each other so you can hear each other. But if you just come to listen, now you are not going to hear a second-rate performance of Handel's Messiah. Mm-hmm. You will hear a top performance. The North Coast Chorale has performed that in its entirety on several occasions.
Right.
And so they just want to join with the people in the community who love this music. Mm-hmm. And actually, they mentioned it in one of the papers that to get into the mood, the first thing you do, it was the little piece that was in the
Coast Weekend?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the Coast Weekend, but it was a holiday
thing.
Uh-huh. And it said, the first thing you do is go hear the Messiah. Get you in the mood for the first thing.
Oh, the most popular Christmas music probably ever written.
Yeah, yes. isn't that funny? I wonder whether Handel ever knew that this was going to be traveling all the way to South Korea to be
Well,
performed.
Certainly not after the first performance, which left some folks feeling a little underwhelmed. It didn't become greater until a little bit later.
When was that, Frank?
The first performance was actually at Easter time in 1742. It was very exciting birth for it, but it almost didn't happen.
Because this is interesting. I've never heard this part.
Well, one of the things they needed was singers from the local cathedral. And in the 18th century, there was a huge debate going on, raging across Europe, about the difference between secular music and religious music. Mm-hmm. And an oratorio is considered secular music for performance in a theater or a concert
interesting.
Hall. And Jonathan Swift, who was then the bishop at the cathedral.
Oh, a different Jonathan Swift.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. You're Jonathan Swift.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yo, it is the same man.
No way.
Gulliver's Travels and A Modest Proposal,
yes,
in which he wrote a scathing satirical piece about eating Irish babies to shame the British into treating the Irish better.
Oh, man, I love this.
This same man was the bishop of this cathedral, and he didn't like the idea of it being an oratorio in a theater. And so he came very, very close to forbidding its performance, forbidding his people from performing in it. But at the last moment, some folks interceded with him, and it was he agreed, and the concert went on.
Isn't this fascinating? All
absolutely.
That I didn't know. I knew some snatches of that, but I didn't know that. That's wonderful.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, Frank.
Got
for
any
sharing
other tidbits
it.
We should know, Frank? Before we
well, I don't know. There's lots of tidbits out of the stories,
sure,
and
right.
some of them are legendary.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
one
now,
thing
yeah.
we do want to emphasize
yes.
to people is, this is a benefit concert. And so while you could bring food, we encourage you to bring money.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the food bank, with its purchasing agreements with its suppliers, can stretch a dollar to $5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you will actually be able to give more by bringing the money you would have spent on the food.
Right.
Right. Than any other way. And you just plan to make your checks out, or if you're writing a check to the food bank, to the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank. And that will then go directly to them, and we'll be off and running to help supply for hungry people again.
Thank
excellent.
You. Thank
yeah.
you for
excellent.
Reminding people of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I agree, because so often people, during the rest of the year, forget. And a lot of us, you know, and it's only at the holidays, suddenly, hey, people are starving. Well, they're starving all year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep that money going in so they can keep the food coming as well.
Messiah has been a benefit piece of music almost from its inception.
Right.
The very first one at Easter time benefited, I think, an orphanage, a medical, a hospital, and a prisoner's a debtor's prison situation.
Uh-huh.
And throughout the centuries, it has been used immensely.
That's fantastic.
For benefits.
Right.
Yeah.
And when Handel died, he did have money when he died. Most of his money went to charities at the end, and the rest to friends or family. But he did leave a big amount to the charities.
So, and his writings were not necessarily all, he wrote Messiah. He also wrote Judas Maccabeus.
Right, and both of those are considered his two top oratorios. We have to maybe consider that Judas Maccabeus, maybe we want to do that too.
All right.
he wrote a lot of music.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
A lot
of
opera too.
I'm glad you're... And now, is there going to be any piano playing with the Messiah this...
Well, Debbie Lloyd is going to be on the piano.
Yeah, my wife will.
Oh, what a coincidence.
At least she's been practicing for quite a little bit here. I've had the joy of listening to Messiah for some time now.
Yes, this is a family affair as well. Frank is the pastor at the church, and I think Debbie probably plays there too.
Yes,
but
she does.
For our purposes, Debbie is also the year-round accompanist for the North Coast Chorale and does a fabulous job. Mm-hmm. So wonderful. Again, this is happening 4 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, 16th and Franklin. Handel's Messiah, sing and play along benefit concert for the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank with the North Coast Chorale, Dr. Denise Reed directing. And Denise, I heard it was an archived, and it is podcast, an interview you did with Anne Goldin
about music and health, singing and health.
Singing, how important
and a lot of people who heard it were just blown away, thinking, oh, well, no wonder. It's actually good for me. It's not, just feel good. So if you want to hear that, you can go to coastradio.org. And it would be on the Tuesday morning program with Ann Goldin. I think it was just not this Tuesday, but the week before.
Yes,
I think.
And that was a replay of it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So you can find it there. And it was and it was a half an hour. Otherwise, I'd have Denise repeat it all, but it won't work. So, okay.
Well, you can come and feel good. Feel good about contributing to the Clatsop Emergency Food Bank and feel good about singing some music that is loved the world over.
Right. And Denise is going to be back in a couple of weeks because the North Coast Chorale has some wonderful music to perform. You'll be back on the 20th in my book.
Right.
And so we'll talk about the rest of the concerts coming up. Thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Carol.
Thanks, Frank, for giving us that extra added...
I'm glad Frank came. He probably could have done all this by himself, this whole interview here.
It's more fun to have the two of you together, absolutely. Yeah. And the North Coast Chorale is well represented, so thanks, Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. We'll see you soon. And I did want to play a piece from Songs of Peace and Justice for the Holiday Season. And this is actually Seattle Labor Chorus. I played it on my folk show, but I want to play it again. It's called Picket Line Hanukkah. And then remind you that today for many people is Buy Nothing Day, although local arts, in my book, is worthy of supporting any day of the year. So let's have a listen, and then I want to tell you also about why I think art is not a crime.
When is a strike a celebration? When it falls on Hanukkah, the Jewish Festival of Lights. Workers from Seattle's largest newspaper marched in cold streets, lit only by burn barrels, as their union reps negotiated. One night, we cooked them potato pancakes and sang about brave Judas Maccabeus and worker solidarity. We'll never know if Seattle Times Company President Mason Sizemore heard us, but the workers won their contract. The Times lost a lot of readers that month, but the passionate online union record, written by striking Pacific Northwest Newspaper Guild journalists, had them logging on and wanting more.
Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, we're lighting the barrel. Come march and join in our Hanukkah carol. Gather at the table, there'll be no retreat. Let's get this thing settled and go home to eat. And while they are talking, our candles delight all who see. What's jarring to Mason is likely to hasten a win for the PNNG. What's jarring to Mason is likely to hasten a win for the PNNG. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, a month maybe longer. As we keep fighting, our spirit grows stronger. When the union record first hit the net, Seattle learned how good real reporting can get. And while talks continue, reporters write stories that hint. A miracle's fine, but we're holding the line till there's bargaining news fit to print. A miracle's fine, but we're holding the line till there's bargaining news fit to print. Hanukkah, oh Hanukkah, the guild's Maccabeus led us from management, would not even see us. It first, at its worst, couldn't break up our strike. We can still hold out for an offer we like. It's raining, it's snowing, our pickets stand fast in the street. Pass me a pancake, together we can take the stress and the scabs and the heat. Pass me a pancake, together we can take the stress and the scabs and the heat.
Tis the gift to be simple, tis the gift to we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight.
Tavanarima nesvavuka yachad punashira shir ha.
Thank you, Margaret and Sharon. What a beautiful piece. The Thanks Gavuka medley, Simple Gifts and Havanarima. Well, I just want to read you a little quickie here. Art is not a crime. A dozen singing activists from the Church of Stop Shopping in New York City performed in the role of extinct golden toads in a wealth management bank of J.P. Morgan Chase at 56th and 6th in Manhattan. Reverend Billy Talon and the music director of the Stop Shopping Choir, Nehemiah Luckett, were arrested minutes later on a subway platform. The two were charged with riot in the second degree, menacing in the third degree, unlawful assembly, and two counts of disorderly conduct. The DA's office requested 1 year in prison for this criminal stunt, quote-unquote. But attorney Wiley Stecklow, defending the two activists, insisted that the 15 minutes of performance art about the Earth's crisis was well within expressive political activity protected by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. The lawyers went back and forth. Art, crime. Art, crime. Art! And I say art needs to win. So Reverend Billy and Nehemiah Luckett, we're thinking about you as we celebrate this Buy Nothing Day.